Other White House officials aren't faring so well. More than a dozen protesters surrounded White House advisor Karl Rove's car as it left American University in Washington, D.C. And some students at Brigham Young University in Utah are protesting the school's choice for commencement speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's spokeswoman says Mr. Cheney is still looking forward to the speech in 3 weeks, despite outcries from students, faculty, and alumni. The protests are surprising given the conservatism of the school, the church that owns it, and the surrounding county and state. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Brigham Young University is owned and operated by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon or LDS Church. And at BYU's Provo, Utah campus yesterday, well, some things didn't seem quite right. There was the gathering of college Republicans.
The letter right here, two sentences, all it is thanking Vice President Cheney for his time and coming out to speak to us.
Now, instead of Republican red, the T-shirts, headbands, and armbands worn by the Vice President's supporters were blue, a school color that is also connected with Democrats. And over at the gathering of college Democrats,
keep it positive and keep it about politics. Thank you.
T-shirts, headbands, and armbands were not Democratic blue. They were white, the other school color, which is also associated with surrender. That's a common feeling for Democrats in overwhelmingly Republican Utah, which seems like a strange setting for an anti-Dick Cheney protest. Kelly Patterson is a BYU political scientist.
The university is nestled in a conservative county, in a conservative state, and LDS voters in statewide polls and in national polls have shown a disposition toward conservative voting and support for the president over time as well.
And there's the sedate nature of the protest. No speeches, no slogans, no shouting, no personal attacks, no mention of religious leaders, and no criticism of the school. But signs were permitted.
Our sign says, "You lied, they died," and it's a mural of all the soldiers or military personnel that has died in Iraq.
Stephanie Marquez is a junior from California majoring in Latin American studies.
My main concern is that BYU has always maintained political neutrality, and I feel like Cheney coming to speak at our commencement is a way of endorsing the Bush administration.
This was a popular theme at the protest, and it was one addressed by BYU spokeswoman Carrie Jenkins.
Of course, this is not a political discussion. The vice president's office has made it very clear that it would not be a political address. It would be an address directed toward the graduates, giving them encouragement and advice as they go forward in their lives.
Another common theme was what some protesters consider a mismatch between the values of their school and faith and the values they perceive in the vice president. Warner Woodworth is a Mormon and Republican and a professor of organizational strategy at BYU.
My concern is the example Cheney sets. There's a long list of stuff he's said that's untrue. I just think we shouldn't go to the lowest common denominator. We ought to be reaching for superb examples. And we ought to have graduation speakers that are the best choices out there in terms of values and ethics and moral responsibility and personal commitment to good principles.
Mormon Church spokesman Mike Otterson responded that truth could prove to be a tough standard when bringing politicians to campus.
You have to simply accept at some point that you're inviting people who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and whatever their standards are is a matter for them to take care of. But I don't think we can become so self-righteous that we expect everyone to live as we think they should live in order to qualify as a visitor to the university.
Thank you.
No problem.
What are friends for?
Holding down paper, of course.
At the college Republican rally, one student held the flapping corners of a massive blue banner while others signed their names. It welcomes the vice president. Now here's the oddest thing of all. Dick Cheney as commencement speaker was not something Brigham Young University sought. The vice president's office called and suggested an invitation. Perhaps staffers figured Provo, Utah would be friendly territory, free of protesters. If so, they were wrong. Howard Berkus, NPR News.